There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's on Fraser Coast.
And welcome to another What's on Fraser Coast podcast with this lady, Kim Parnell. G'day, Kim.
Hi.
Another busy week. It's always chock-a-block.
I'm exhausted after relish.
Of course. Now, I know we bang on every week about how busy the weekend is. That's why we do this particular podcast. But there is always something for everybody. And Saturday, we'll kick it off. Garden Sticky Beaks at 28 Raglan Street in Granville. This is a monthly event, is it? Hosted by the Maryborough Arts and Garden Club.
Yeah, and you actually get to see private gardens. You can enjoy a barbecue or pub lunch and a raffle. Build friendships with like-minded people. There's usually guest speakers. Membership's $20 per year and $5 per outing. Do you like looking at gardens, Blandy?
Yeah, well, I appreciate people's hard work that goes into, a well-presented garden.
Mm-hmm. And you can take photos and plan your own. And
It's one of those things. It does take a lot of work. We all know how quickly weeds grow. And if you let things sort of get out of control, it can look like, your local tip. Quite easily, can't it?
So easily.
Credit to those. And Garden Sticky Beaks is your chance to have a look at the hard work of others if you love gardening or just appreciating a good garden. Now, Saturday, it's family movie night. It's a fundraiser for the Dunga Derby by Rally for a Cause, Harvey Bay Neighbourhood Hive. That's at 184 Boat Harbour Drive. What is playing?
So it's an event for the whole family. The movie's Hotel Transylvania. And the event runs from 5:30 p.m. Fresh popcorn's included in the ticket price. Tickets are $10 or $4 for $35. Bookings are made via Tribe Booking, or you can find the event on Facebook to book a ticket. The event's by Dunga Team Breast Intentions in Car 43.
Yeah, good on you, Car 43. And get along and support that on Saturday at 5:30. Saturday also, it's community tree planting 2024. Where's this happening?
So it's happening at Burrell or 130 Swan Drive. Come and celebrate World Environment Day from 8 a.m. to 11. Do your bit for the environment and help council achieve their goal to plant 100,000 trees by 2030. Green thumbs of all ages are welcome, with all the sites suitable for children. Highlights of the day include a free barbecue breakfast, an environmental educational walk, and activities for the kids. The event's free, but be sure to wear a hat, sunscreen, and enclosed shoes. All planting equipment will be provided. Pre-register by calling the customer service number on 1300 794929. That's 1300 794929.
I'm sure that'll be well supported. Now, also coming up on Saturday, I hope we've got the sensor button here. It's 40 years of Kevin Bloody Wilson International Dilly Gaff Day World Tour. You can look up what Dilly Gaff means. That's at the Carrie's Arms Hotel. The doors open at 7 o'clock. What can we say about Kev?
Well, he's definitely direct, clever, and outrageously funny. He's bringing the new album and show to fans around the world and to Maryborough as he tackles political correctness head on. Mm. That's one thing we wouldn't say he was, would we?
No, he's not.
No, as social justice warriors and snowflakes are invited to stay home. Tickets are from OzTix.
I love that. Social justice warriors and snowflakes, stay home, butt out. Kev is not politically correct. He is offensive.
Anything but. Yes.
And you know what? We do live in a free world, and it's good that people like this, and you don't have to go and see him if you don't like him. But if you do, get out there. And have a bit of a laugh with Kevin Bloody
Wilson.
And
you will laugh so much.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you will if you're that way inclined. Yes. I think my favourite song is on First Dates. It's got to be one of the best ones for me anyway, along with numerous others, Kim.
Okay.
Hey?
All right.
Yeah.
We might leave it there.
Yeah. Now, on Saturday too, Burnt Offerings exhibition opening, Bottle Brush Craft Centre, 30 Ferry Street in Maryborough.
Visit the centre at 3 p.m. and check out the Woodburners Burnt Offerings exhibition. This is a great opportunity to meet some of the woodburners and enjoy an afternoon tea. You can also try wood burning every Wednesday morning between 9 a.m. and 12. The cost is only $5 per class.
And on Sunday, orienteering at TAFE, former Maryborough campus, 65 Nagel Street in Oakhurst. It's being used for something. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Now, were you into orienteering?
I was a girl guide, so yes.
Oh, so
and a
you
brownie.
Would have been able to,
and a ranger guide. Right.
Follow the directions to the ribbon on the branch.
Yes. Ooh. Well, I, as you have worked out, I don't really know my north, south, east and wests even now. And how old am I? But anyway, the event runs from 10 a.m. through till 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Maryborough West commencing, yes, at 10 a.m. as I said before. Instruction will be provided for newcomers. The course will close at 12:30. You can start any time during that period. There'll be three courses available for different levels. And it's also suitable for all ages and levels of fitness, from preschool right through to grandparents. As we know, orienteering is a sport that exercises the mind and the body and can be done for enjoyment at your desired pace or in competition with other course participants. An entry fee of $5 per person and $10 for a family of two or more covers the cost of insurance, course orienteering map and the use of a club compass. For further details, contact the Frog Club organiser, Adrian Pittman, on 0481 115 464. Again, 0481 115 464. Do you like orienteering?
Wasn't my forte, Kim. I've got to be honest, totally honest with you. Yeah, I was just following everybody else, basically.
Okay, well, so was I.
Yeah. Well, you're telling me you're in the guides.
I was.
Well, I was in the Cubs.
Bang.
And, yeah, it wasn't really my thing. I played with my woggle a bit, but,
okay.
You know, couldn't tie a knot, couldn't, you know, climbing trees, and it wasn't my thing. I'd rather be playing sport, to be honest
okay,
with you.
Okay, good for you. Yeah, I went all the way right through to Ranger Guides.
So did you really?
I did.
Okay,
yes.
And you still don't know north, south, east or west. You
no,
don't know
not
where you
really.
Are.
I just followed everybody else as well.
Yeah, okay, at least you're honest, I suppose. Oh, gee. Okay, we've established we can't find our way out of a paper bag.
Or tie a knot.
No. Jazz and Shiraz. This is more me. The Maryborough Services Club. That's coming up on Sunday. Now, the afternoon begins at 2 and features Sunshine Coast Band Girl Friday. They're what, a four-piece band?
Performing a variety of blues, jazz and swing standards and originals. There'll also be wine tasting, cheese platters and dancing. Best of all, the event is free. Yes, it sounds like my kind of event too.
Yes, like a free Jazz and Shiraz Maryborough Services Club this Sunday. And finally, Kim, coming up on Sunday, this is always huge, is it not? If you're planning a wedding, this is the place to be because you can do it all under the one roof. Fraser Coast Wedding Showcase, Star of the Sea Catholic School, Hughes Road in Torquay. And our special guest this week, Robert Towan. G'day, Rob.
Hey, mate, how are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
We're good. How did you?
How you going?
Good.
How did you become involved in all this, Rob? Because normally blokes, you know, we try and get out of organising things for a wedding, but you're organising the whole event.
Well, gee, you're politically correct, aren't I? I would have said blokes are the ones that need to do organising, but I think I'll go on your side for that one. Look, PCYC ran wedding expos for many years, but after COVID they decided not to do it. So my wife and I, being in the wedding industry, said, well, we must do something because it's a community base. We do it for the community. It's a not-for-profit organisation. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I said, let's register this wedding showcase industry thing and go from there. And we've done that. And we pulled in together a team of people that we trust and respect in the wedding industry. And, you know, the rest is history.
Cool. So how many exhibitors are participating this year and what might we find? So who are they?
Well, we've got 60-plus wedding vendors.
Wow.
Look, there's, you know, wedding transport, photographers, florists, celebrants, everything you would need or want to make your day perfect. It's all there.
So from, yeah, there is so much involved. Let's be honest here, get serious for a second. Planning a wedding can be a stressful thing to do. It can take a lot of time because, as you suggest, there's a lot of moving parts to it. I guess the great thing about what you're doing here is people can go and take care of virtually everything they mm-hmm. need on the day, all under the one roof.
You've hit the nail on the head. Would you like to be our new member on the showcase committee? You've hit the nail on the head. You can do all our organising.
Well, I just think it's a fantastic opportunity for people to take advantage of it and maybe, you know, get the old blood pressure down a bit because, you know, I've been through this myself, as most of us have, and it's not an easy thing to try and formulate.
No, most definitely. It is. It's an absolute nightmare to do, to try and pull it all together. Yes, these days it's easier with the internet, but to have it all there in one place, you've got everything you could ever need for your wedding. You can choose it from there. You might even just go there for ideas for a future plan. We've had bookings ourselves 3 years after people have been to expos. So, you know, it's a great way to find everything under the one roof.
So what are some of the highlights of this year's Wedding Expo?
Look, not so much highlights. Like we've got some lovely packages to give away as door prizes. It's free admission to the public, of course. But when it comes to special features, it's a community event. We don't charge people to go in there. It's all about the community and making people's lives a lot easier when they're planning their wedding.
Is there any different trends that have come in over the last 12 months or so? Because it's ever-changing, isn't it, what's acceptable and you know, what we should and shouldn't be doing these days.
Right down to the flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Well, it's funny you say that, Kim. Yes, flowers, a lot of the florists are using the artificial flowers now, and to be honest, if you didn't smell them, you wouldn't know the difference. Mm. But when it comes to overall trends, as an association or an industry association, we don't set trends. That's for up to the vendors. And as a new vendor does something, others will follow. So we find that every year in the showcase, there's always someone that's got some new idea coming up, and that's another good reason to attend, to see what other people are doing.
Because I think last year there was lots of earthy colours was the trend
for. Was the goal, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, colours are a big thing that change us. You know, having the cars, well, we don't change the colours because that'd be too expensive.
And what about entertainment? I mean, if we want to book bands, etc., I know you're not going to have all the bands sitting there, but is there any information there on what people can have music-wise?
Yeah, most certainly. There's the whole list of acoustic guitarists, bands, everything's there. And look, if there's something not shown there, it's a simple matter of someone saying to any of the vendors or ask a committee member, hey, look, I'm looking for, and we can point you in the right direction for sure.
Okay.
Because not every supplier wants to attend, of course. Yeah. Some of them have got bookings or
sure. They
just feel they don't need to.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And what about wedding singers? Are they the go these days?
Yeah, there's still a lot of them. Yeah, the good old classic guitarists and singing their 60 songs. Oh yeah, they're all a go.
Fantastic.
Actually, I was at a wedding yesterday, just a quiet little ceremony on the beach at Toogum.
Yeah.
And Frank Benn, a local guitarist, really? Was there just singing, and it really was beautiful, just on the edge of the beach with Frank in the background. It was just lovely. So yeah, it still happens.
Okay, Rob, but it sounds like you're on a winner here, mate, because it is successful. It's been going for a few years now, and it continues to get bigger and better for a reason, and that's you're taking a lot of the pressure off people planning what can be the biggest day of their life, and it's absolutely free. It's happening this Sunday, Star of the Sea School. What are the times there?
9 to 1 on Sunday.
9 to 1 on Sunday. Mate, all the best. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you this morning.
Thank you very much, Blandy. Good to talk to you, and thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
And that just about wraps it up for us. I didn't play I didn't play this. I was going to play this. Well, it might have annoyed people if I had have done it right throughout. You got special memories of your wedding, Kim?
I have. Yes. Lots of special memories. Okay. Mine was a nice, small, intimate wedding.
Was it?
At a historical village. Not this one. It was the one at Petrie.
What was the date there, Kim?
Oh, my God. Now, this is you're going to make me break
out. Don't tell me you don't.
Moment.
No, no. What day you got married?
I think...
Hello. Here we go.
No. If you ask my husband too, he'll struggle too.
What
with
year
the
was
wedding.
It?
We were born. We were married in June. Mm. In June of... hang on.
What year?
I don't even remember. I don't know. Sometimes we even forget the year. I don't know. Now I'm in hot water.
My God,
thanks,
woman.
A lot.
Even I mean, I know I was married September the 6th, 1997.
Isn't that good for you? Yes,
it is good for me.
We sometimes forget, so we look at each other and say, when were we married? We can't remember.
I think he looks at you sometimes and goes, who are you?
But I'm sure he does.
Anyway, that's probably the old time.
So we're born in June and it was winter.
Okay,
there
you
go. Or quite cold. So, yes, there we go.
Goodness, I'm sorry I asked that one. Look, that is it for us. thank you so much, ladies and gents, for tuning in. It sort of went pear-shaped at the end there. I just expect you to go bang, 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 and I would have gone,
fantastic.
I know
women usually do, don't they? Women usually are good at those kind of details.
I'm slightly disappointed. What's on frasercoast.com.au? If you've got something coming up you want to tell us about, you can jump onto there, what's on frasercoast.com.au. Kim, you got your mag out too.
We have. Yes, and I'm halfway through July's already.
Okay, we'll talk next week if you can remember where to come in. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.